실전 모의고사 3회 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. I forgot to bring my homework.
You should have been more careful.
I just left my notebook at home. Could you give me another chance, please?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, can you come early and take care of our children tomorrow?
Why? I made a dentist appointment for tomorrow because you said you could come early.
Sorry, but there's an important meeting tomorrow. It's a kind of emergency meeting, so I don't have a choice.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm Vice Principal Linda White. I have an important reminder for all of our students at Green High School. As we announced to you last week, the annual school sanitation will be done tomorrow. After school is over, the whole school will be closed to sanitize all of the classrooms, school offices, and cafeteria. That means all students must leave school by 4 p.m. All after-school classes and activities will be postponed until next week. Tomorrow, maintenance workers wearing uniforms will conduct the sanitation. Thank you for your cooperation in advance.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lisa, you don't look well. What's the matter?
I don't feel well these days. I'm suffering from indigestion.
That's too bad. You seem to study all the time these days.
Yeah, you know, I'm busy in my studies for the final exams.
Do you exercise?
No, I can't seem to find the time to exercise.
So that's why you don't feel well. Students often sit all day studying. This is why they have trouble digesting their food properly.
You may be right. I'll have to get some exercise.
Exercising regularly will help reduce your digestive problem.
Okay. From tomorrow morning, I'll start taking a jog around the park.
That's a good idea.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Ms. White. May I come in?
Good morning, Mr. Anderson. Nice to see you.
You say you would like new cupboards in your kitchen, right?
Yes, I would. These ones are too old, so I'd like you to build and install a new set of cupboards. I have a drawing here of what I would like.
Nice design, and not too complicated to make. How many cupboards do you need?
6 wall cupboards, 4 short cupboards on the floor, 2 sets of drawers, and 2 tall cupboards.
Okay. When would you like the job finished?
Could you finish it by the end of this month?
Sure. I'll measure up the kitchen and send you an estimate.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Brown, I've just finished with the design of our promotion poster.
Good. May I take a look at it?
Sure, here it is. I put the title Fly Around the World at the top left. What do you think about it?
Looks good. And I like the way you drew the airplane next to the title.
Thank you.
But I'm worried that people won't understand what the smartphone under the airplane means. How about writing, book your flights with your smartphone?
Okay, I will. We're giving a free travel pillow to the customers, right?
Right. I see you drew well the travel pillow on the bottom left.
I wrote our website address next to it. Should I add our company's phone number?
That sounds better. Please add it here.
Okay, I will.
Honey, how was your presentation on the new product today?
It was great. I'm sure people will like our new product.
Good for you. You must be very tired, though.
Yeah, as soon as I finished writing the report on the presentation, I became exhausted.
Come and have a cup of hot tea.
Thanks, honey. By the way, has Judy come back from school?
No, not yet. She said she would stay at school late because of her musical rehearsal.
Look, it's raining now. I don't think she took an umbrella with her in the morning.
No, she didn't. I should go and pick her up from school.
That'd be nice. I'll call and ask her when you should pick her up.
Thanks.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 이사를 가려는 이유를 고르시오.
Mark, do you like your new neighborhood?
Yes, the people are nice and the large park near my house is also great. My family likes to spend time in the park.
That's good. How's the commute to work? Isn't your home far from the office?
Well, it's a bit far, but not too inconvenient. There's a bus stop near my house, so I can take the bus to the office.
That's good to hear. I was considering moving to your neighborhood myself.
Really? Why? You said that you liked where you live now because of the low rent.
Right. But as you know, I'm going to get married soon, and I'll have to think about my family.
Oh, of course. You need a larger house.
Yes, I'm thinking of moving to a house with at least 3 bedrooms. Could you recommend a good real estate agent to me?
Sure, I know one. I'll give you his phone number.
Thank you.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good morning. Are you looking for something?
Yes, I am. I want to buy a file folder that has a lot of pockets. How many pockets does this black file have?
It has 15 pockets and it's $8.
Do you have a file folder with more pockets?
Sure. This yellow file folder has 20 pockets and it's $2 more expensive than the black one.
Good. I'll take 5 of the yellow file folders.
All right. Do you need anything else?
I also need a pencil sharpener. How much is this?
It was originally $20, but is on sale now. You can get a 10% discount.
Good. I'll take one too. Here's my credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 파일럿츠 피치 컴페티션에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Cindy, have you heard about the Pirates Pitch Competition?
No, what is it?
It's a contest for high school students who dream of starting a business.
Sounds interesting. I'd love to apply for it.
You just need to complete and submit the application form online. It should include an original business idea that describes an innovative product or service that you would like to create.
It doesn't sound easy, but I'll try.
You should certainly try, because winners will win a $10,000 scholarship each.
Wow, I wish I could win that scholarship.
Applications will be accepted from September 1st to 7th, so you have to hurry up.
Okay, I'll go and start writing the application form.
Sunshine Band Camp에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Let me tell you about Sunshine Band Camp briefly. This is a three-day camp that begins on July 24th. We will learn and practice for our fall show during this camp. We will cover around 50% of the show, so we need everyone to be there. If you haven't filled out your registration form yet, please fill it out now. Meals and snacks will be served during the camp. As we will be mostly outdoors during the band camp, you should bring hats, sunscreen, and sun clothes. One more important thing, you will wear a group t-shirt during the camp. I need you to send me t-shirt sizes before July 1st. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 백색 소음기를 고르시오.
Hello, how may I help you?
I'm looking for a white noise machine.
All right, I can definitely help you with that. We have a variety of white noise machines. Is there a specific feature you'd like?
Yes, it should be powered by battery or USB cord, not by electrical outlet.
These models are powered by battery or USB cord.
Okay. And the white noise machine should be off after I fall asleep.
Oh, you need one with a timer. Which color do you prefer, gray or white?
I prefer a gray one. It won't get stained easily.
Good choice. Then you have two options left. Which one would you take?
I'd like the cheaper one.
Okay, then I'll go get a new one from the storage room.
Thanks.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Jones, can I talk to you for a moment?
Sure. Come and take a seat here, Patricia.
Thanks. As you know, our band club is looking for new members.
Oh, yes. I heard that your band was going to have an audition tomorrow.
Yeah. We need a guitarist and a singer.
I hope you'll find good members for your band. By the way, is there anything I can help you with?
Yes, please. We need a classroom for the audition tomorrow. Can we use your English classroom after school tomorrow?
Sure, you can. But can you promise to clean up after using it?
I promise. May I get the key now?
Well, I'll have to use it for the classes tomorrow. I'll give you the key tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I'll return the key to you the day after tomorrow.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Peterson, have you decided on where to take your class for the school field trip?
Not yet. I'm not sure where my class should go. How about you?
Well, my class is going to the Animation Museum. How about joining us?
Great. I'm sure my students will like it. But I think we are going to have some time left. Do you have any plans afterwards?
Well, no. Do you have any ideas?
Last year, I had a treasure hunt game with my students at the park near the Animation Museum. The students seemed to like it.
Sounds fun. Let's do it together.
Okay. Why don't we prepare prizes for the game in advance?
That's a good idea. How about school supplies for the prizes, like erasers and pencils?
Well, I think students would also like something to eat, like cookies and candies.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제인이 딸에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
While taking a walk, Jane and her daughter see a lovely stray cat. The cat follows them to their house. The next day, they see the same cat following them to their house again. Jane's daughter is sure that the cat likes them very much. She has wanted to raise a cat for a long time and thinks she is meant to raise the cat. She tells Jane that she wants to take the cat into their house and raise it. But Jane thinks adopting an animal requires a lot of effort and sacrifice, and they have to make a decision after taking their time and thinking about it. In this situation, what would Jane most likely say to her daughter?
Did
you know that all over the world there are different animals that are believed to be lucky? Are you ready to find out a bit more about lucky animals in different cultures? Okay, let's go. The first lucky animal is the rabbit. In various cultures, rabbits symbolize fertility and prosperity. And in some parts of Northern Europe, children used to be given white rabbits as a gift to ensure they would lead successful lives. Next up, the goldfish. The goldfish was thought to bring good luck in marriage in ancient Greece, and it is one of the 8 sacred symbols of the Buddha. Frogs are also considered lucky because they're associated with rain. They can be found among other good luck symbols in countries such as China and Japan. Now, here's another famous lucky animal, the elephant. Elephants are a symbol of good luck in Buddhism and India. And you'll find that pigs are considered lucky around the globe, from China to Germany. In fact, in Germany, the word for luck is literally interchangeable with the word pig sometimes.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Did you know that all over the world there are different animals that are believed to be lucky? Are you ready to find out a bit more about lucky animals in different cultures? Okay, let's go. The first lucky animal is the rabbit. In various cultures, rabbits symbolize fertility and prosperity. And in some parts of Northern Europe, children used to be given white rabbits as a gift to ensure they would lead successful lives. Next up, the goldfish. The goldfish was thought to bring good luck in marriage in ancient Greece, and it is one of the 8 sacred symbols of the Buddha. Frogs are also considered lucky because they're associated with rain. They can be found among other good luck symbols in countries such as China and Japan. Now, here's another famous lucky animal, the elephant. Elephants are a symbol of good luck in Buddhism and India. And you'll find that pigs are considered lucky around the globe, from China to Germany. In fact, in Germany, the word for luck is literally interchangeable with the word pig sometimes.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은?